Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm not alone. I have brought what I consider to be a real heavy hitter onto the show. Now, I'm not talking about baseball and that sort of stuff. And I know there was a big baseball game that was played last night that really had no meaning other than the fact it was political in nature. But we're not going to go into the politics realm today. We're not even going to get close to that. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the heavy hitters in real estate. And my guest today is what I consider the best of the best. I really consider Terry the best of the best at what she does. And you're sitting on pins and needles wondering, what is it that Terry does? Well, Terry is what we call our operations consultant. One of several that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And the ladies, and it's all women that occupy these positions within our organizational structure, they all have massive, and when I say massive, that I don't even know if that word is big enough. They have massive experience with managing multifamily apartment communities. And you're thinking, why do I care? Well, here's why you care. Because the knowledge base that Terry and her colleagues have is instrumental in helping you to achieve the financial freedom you're going for. As a matter of fact, it is so important to have Terry and her colleagues as members of our team. We make them available to be on your team. Let me get to the brass tacks of it all. So an operations consultant is somebody that knows the ins and outs. Basically, they've heard everything in the multifamily apartment industry, period. I mean, you will not shock these women with any issue or problem that may arise because they've probably already dealt with it. And that's exactly why you want them on your team. That's exactly why you want them to be available to you as you are acquiring apartments, so that you have somebody that's super knowledgeable to come in and help you with the lease audits. And if you run into operational problems down the road, they are available to you literally on speed dial to help you work through any major issues that may arise. And here's what I love about Terry the most. After Terry made a ton of money for a lot of people, Terry herself bought an apartment community. So she has stepped across the threshold. She is not only in the operations world, but she is an owner investor herself. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to unpack today. I've got a lot of questions for Terry that I think you want to hear the answers to, because when you have somebody with Terry's experience speaking, you need to listen. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to say, hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm listening to you say these nice things about me, and I'm like, wow, that's a fantastic buildup. Thank you.
Actually, it's all true. It's totally all true. But you know, I really do appreciate your humility, because that is a rare trait in just about anybody in this industry, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think that when you lose your humility to a certain point, you think you know it all. And this business always proves every day that we don't know it all. You know, me and my team have a lot of experience, so we're not shocked when something new comes along, like you said, because it's just this type of business that we're in. So it's fun. It's very addictive too, on top of that, because it is such an ever-changing business. And so we're learning every day, just like our members, and being in the trenches, investing with folks, and doing what our members are doing as well. It really keeps us grounded and keeps us continually learning.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm not alone. I have brought what I consider to be a real heavy hitter onto the show. Now, I'm not talking about baseball and that sort of stuff. And I know there was a big baseball game that was played last night that really had no meaning other than the fact it was political in nature. But we're not going to go into the politics realm today. We're not even going to get close to that. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the heavy hitters in real estate. And my guest today is what I consider the best of the best. I really consider Terry the best of the best at what she does. And you're sitting on pins and needles wondering, what is it that Terry does? Well, Terry is what we call our operations consultant. One of several that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And the ladies, and it's all women that occupy these positions within our organizational structure, they all have massive, and when I say massive, that I don't even know if that word's big enough. They have massive experience with managing multifamily apartment communities. And you're thinking, why do I care? Well, here's why you care. Because the knowledge base that Terry and her colleagues have is instrumental in helping you to achieve the financial freedom you're going for. As a matter of fact, it is so important to have Terry and her colleagues as members of our team. We make them available to be on your team. Let me get to the brass tacks of it all. So an operations consultant is somebody that knows the ins and outs. Basically, they've heard everything in the multifamily apartment industry, period. I mean, you will not shock these women with any issue or problem that may arise because they probably already dealt with it. And that's exactly why you want them on your team. That's exactly why you want them to be available to you as you are acquiring apartments, so that you have somebody that's super knowledgeable to come in and help you with the lease audits. And if you run into operational problems down the road, they are available to you literally on speed dial to help you work through any major issues that may arise. And here's what I love about Terry the most. After Terry made a ton of money for a lot of people, Terry herself bought an apartment community. So she has stepped across the threshold. She is not only in the operations world, but she is an owner investor herself. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to unpack today. I've got a lot of questions for Terry that I think you want to hear the answers to, because when you have somebody with Terry's experience speaking, you need to listen. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to say, hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Much. I'm listening to you say these nice things about me, and I'm like, wow, that's a fantastic buildup. Thank you. None of it's true.
Actually, it's all true. It's totally all true. But you know, I really do appreciate your humility, because that is a rare trait in just about anybody in this industry, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think that when you lose your humility to a certain point, you think you know it all. And this business always proves every day that we don't know it all. You know, me and my team have a lot of experience, so we're not shocked when something new comes along, like you said, because it's just this type of business that we're in. So it's fun. It's very addictive too, on top of that, because it is such an ever-changing business. And so we're learning every day, just like our members, and being in the trenches, investing with folks, and doing what our members are doing as well. It really keeps us grounded and keeps us continually learning and adapting with the changes in our market. So it's a very business in flux always.
So is there possibly anything out there in the industry that you have not experienced? I mean, is there outside of maybe aliens landing, is there anything out there that, you know, would make you raise an eyebrow and go, well, that's new?
You know, no, not yet. When you deal with people, you see the extremes in life, you know, and people are at their most vulnerable. And this is why it's a very, it's a customer service based business. And, you know, that's why I always talk about people, even if it's a C or a D property, you need to treat them like an A class property, because that's the respect everyone deserves. But you also see people at their most basic. And so it's, you know, when I first got into the business, I was like, oh my goodness, wow, really? That happened, you know? But over time, you realize that we become the MacGyvers of problem solvers in this business. You know, our job is to constantly be a think tank on how to solve problems. And so you may come up with a new situation, but it's just kind of a twist on something you've seen before. But it's always very challenging and always, like I said, a lot of fun. So it's very interesting to see the things that people bring to us. You know, the first time they deal with a situation, you're always taken back, but it's the power and the knowledge that the team has to be able to share with the members that, you know, we've been through something very similar or just like this, and this is how we handled it. You know, share our experiences, and, you know, we talk about being a think tank, and the whole membership is a think tank. We work with a lot of smart people. And they share those ideas and the best practices within the group as well. So we're constantly learning from people who have dealt with things that are maybe very similar but have some different things with all the challenges we've gotten with the new eviction issues and things like that. We've all had to pull together. So with the experience that one hasn't had, the other one will, and we've been able to pull everybody through these challenges. It's really done quite well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry, we're going to break, but when we come back from break, let's get into some of those basic issues that everybody needs to understand. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I was going to ask Terry a bunch of questions about her real estate investing, but I also realized that, you know, when I have Terry on the show, I have this massive, massive database of knowledge. So, hey, Terry, let's switch gears, and why don't we just get into a conversation about things that people should be doing if they own rental property? Because I know there are people that listen to our show that are not members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and that's totally fine. They should become members because it just makes everything so much easier. But what are some of those things that you see in your world where you just kind of go, oh, I wish they didn't do that kind of rookie move? What are some of those things that you would consider rookie moves?
You know, one thing that comes to mind off the bat is treating this as not as a business, but kind of a side gig or a hobby or something. I think you really need to treat this as a solid business. You need to have your business systems in place. You need to have your team in place. you know, what's your software that you're using? Are you using something that's mom and pop? Are you using something that you can grow with and get you to the next level? Because that's where you need to always look, is at the next level. And then, you know, who's on your team, your attorneys, you know, your CPAs, things like that. So building the team, not having it in place when you want to go and start investing is always a problem, because you're scrambling after that point. And you might not necessarily make great decisions on who you bring on your team. So planning ahead and getting that stuff going to start with is the big thing. And then once you take over and you're owning these properties, I see a huge deficit in how people are qualifying their residents, setting their criteria for the qualifications that their residents must meet in order to be able to qualify to live at their property. They're either not setting them, or they're just doing it on a wing and a prayer. Oh, this, they look great. Where?
Yeah, so
they're not taking that next step to be responsible and make sure that what they're expecting they're getting and verifying. So then they have problems down the road, and they have rent not paid or lease violations or just a horrible situation. And how did they get there? They got there because they put themselves there by not doing their homework and their work up front.
So really, it's a lack of education, it's a lack of knowledge, which could be easily resolved just by becoming a member, and we'll just get them through our financial freedom course, and that takes 90% of the issues away, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Knowing how to build that team and how to handle it as a business, and then, you know, how do you move forward if you're not doing it the right way? You know, we've seen people outside of our membership who just didn't know what to do during COVID, and we were constantly out there updating them. At least Lynn was. She was out there front and center keeping people updated on what was happening and how we had to navigate through the court systems and outside in different areas. You were on your own. And I think that having this type of education and mentoring is crucial for people to learn. And that's the thing is, you know, we don't expect people to be a member with us forever. But just getting the basics and understanding how to run this business so that you're successful, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's all about getting people to that place of retirement so they can actually start working on the lifestyle. I think people get that backwards, don't you think?
Yes, I really do.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned screening residents. What are some of those things? I mean, from Terry's rule book, what should you specifically look for when you're screening a resident?
Well, you know, I get my concepts and ideas from a lot of ways. I get it from looking at what other people do. I work with the local apartment associations and see what some of the industry standard things are out there. I listen to their legal gurus. And then I sit down and I go, okay, based on my property and my market and where my clientele is, I'm going to set my standard on what their income needs to be, because they got to be able to pay the rent and the rest of their bills and eat. So I've got to have a standard on that. I set my standard on what references I want from their rental and mortgage, what my allowances would be for how many late times, you know, how many times they've been late, not late times, how many times they've been late, if they've ever been evicted. You know, I look at the whole record because I want someone with a good, clean record to move to my property. We look at criminal, you know, and we also keep in mind fair housing thoughts on criminal records because, you know, criminal records are disproportionately held against people for a lot of times, and sometimes it's really swayed a lot towards the different races, and they've felt that you should, you know, really start, instead of saying someone's criminal history from the day they were born and they're 80 years old should be held against them, they're putting some limits on that. So I've had to go back over the years and revise what my requirements and my levels of acceptance have been for people with criminal histories, because I agree that's fair. And then, you know, we look at references and you put it down in paper and you know, let your prospective residents know what you expect and what your requirements are. And then it's up to them to provide it. And when you have someone who has a pattern of behavior of being evicted or never pays their bills, that's a past behavior is a great indication of future behavior. So document it, and you set that criteria, and it really gives people the option if they want to apply or not. If you have to turn down their application, that's what happens. You go on to the next, and it's better to do that and don't bend your criteria and stick with it, and you're going to find that applicant that fits and meets your criteria, and you're going to have a great resident.
So. You know what I find really interesting? I just had a resident move out of one of my properties, and as part of that transaction, they asked if I would be a reference for them. I said, yeah, sure. Give my information to whoever you're going to rent from next. Do you know that they've moved into that new property, and the owner of that property or the manager of that property never, ever called me to get my input? Do you think that might have been a mistake?
You know, I hate to say it, but it's probably a pattern of behavior with them as well. You know, maybe they ran their credit and that looks great, so we're going to assume everything else is. I don't know, but I think if failure to do that is not acceptable. When someone fills out an application, we have a responsibility to process it. And that means to run every portion that they have paid to process. Get all of the information and to make your final decision. So that's really unfortunate, because what if you know, they were a bad tenant?
Yeah, because if they were a bad tenant, I would have let that person know. Now, fortunately for me, they were outstanding tenants who actually paid their rent on time every single month. And if they ever had an issue with the problem, they always let me know what the issue was, and we resolved it immediately. That's what I would have told that person, but I would have also told them if the opposite was true. We come back from the break. We're going to get into more of this meat and potatoes. Stick around.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right. What I've decided to do is tap into Terry's mind, because there is a lot of information in there we need to extract. And where I want to go this segment, Terry, is I want to get into this nuts and bolts about this 12-unit apartment community that you recently bought. Now, the last time I had you on the show, I think you had just acquired the property and you were getting ready to do some renovations. So yep. That's been, I don't know, what, about 6 to 8 months since you were on the show last time?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but it started out, we closed on the property August 4th of last year and took over, and our business plan from the start was to take this 12-unit property, and during the course of the next 12, 13 months as the units expired, was to renovate every unit and to completely turn this property around and reposition it. And it worked. The business plan worked, just like Dale teaches us to do. And over the last 12 months, we took units one by one, sometimes two and three at a time. It just happened that way. But as they became available, or when they gave notice, when their lease was up, or when their notice lease came up, we gave them notice. And took the units one at a time and rehabbed them completely inside, you know, all new interiors, granite countertops. We followed what the market did in our market. We didn't overimprove, but we followed what we saw was a proven path and the rates that they were getting. So we followed that, and we finished our rehab. The last unit was completed mid-August. So we did it just a little over 12 months, which was really awesome. And nice to say we were able to take the rents from around 7.11 and took them up to around 9.90 on the unit.
Wow. And wait a minute. Hold on. Slow down. 7.11. Yeah. You're not talking about the convenience store, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's all those units were getting before you took them over, right?
Right. The property was built in 69, so it had some challenges on top of just years ago they had gone through and put in some new cabinets, some other things, but that was probably a good 20-plus years ago. So the units were worn out. You know, we did new bathrooms and light fixtures and went LED with everything, and they had some new flooring in there over the years that had been done, and we were able to keep some of it, but a lot of it we did have to replace. Repairs, and then we had complete replacement of some floors, but new appliances, bathroom new, everything new, hardware new. So it was just a complete redo, blinds, everything. And it was fun to watch them transform. And then during the process, we also invited people, if they wanted to, they were welcome to reapply because the rents were going up, so we needed to know if they requalified for the rents. And we were running credit criminal checks to make sure that they met our criteria, and about 50% of our residents came back. So they had to go put their stuff in storage for a couple of weeks and come back, or one of them transferred. So about 50% of them all decided that the price difference was really worth it. They stayed it, and they liked the community. So it was a win-win, and we were able to also get the laundry room up and running. And that's added extra income to the property. So value of the property is shot up pretty well. Yeah, we've been quite pleased with it. And the way the market is so hot, it's kind of staggering how well it's done. So now we're kind of looking maybe for the next deal and go on to something, add to the portfolio, or maybe look for something new. But, it's a hot market out there, and we're looking for those deals that fit our model and see if we can replicate it over and over. But it's been a fun experience, and it's been a challenge because during the COVID, don't get me going. But anyway, we had a lot of challenges that we normally wouldn't have faced because we had, supply shortages and cost elevation. And with a property of the age that we have, that we had some challenges with having to do the Alumacons, and because we have aluminum wiring, and for the insurance companies and the issues you come up with that. So it's been a big learning experience. A few things, and of course, all of this added up to more expense on our rehab budget than we expected, but the number still made sense. So it's really been a fun experience, very rewarding. Yes.
I just pulled Mr. Calculator out because I'm still stuck on the fact that rents were $7.11. You bumped them to $9.90. That is a massive upward movement. And I'm just running some quick numbers here, but I'm thinking just by doing that, you increase the income stream on that property by roughly around $40,000 a year, right?
Oh yeah.
What's your cap rate? What cap rate are you trading at on that particular property?
Well, that's hard to pick right now. There, we hear them around the 6.5 and 6.5. So I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Let's go with 6. That was the first number that came out. So we're going to divide by 6%. And it kind of looks like you increased the value of that property conservatively by $650,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Easily, right?
Totally agree. And so if we chose to sell it, I think we'd do quite well. If we chose to do a refi cash out, we'd do quite well. It's a nice position to be in. Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, this is a good problem. I mean, what's the pros and cons of selling? What's the pros and cons of cashing out, getting all your money out of there, and just keeping the darn thing for a while?
It depends on your business plan. It depends on which way you plan to grow. So there's so many factors to take into consideration. It's a hot market right now. Selling a property is not hard to do. I'm not going to say it's just going to fall off the wagon and do it. It's not. You still have to get it out there and market it. Finding properties, you've got to get out there and look to find those properties because they're not just going to come out of the woodwork looking for you. It's a very competitive market. So those are some factors to think about, whether we sell or refi. Which direction do we have to go based on looking at the whole picture of how much tax we're going to have and what we can find and what markets are we looking in? So it makes you think about the options that you have, and then you think, well, if I can do this, if I do this, well, what if I do this? I could go this much bigger. So it kind of gets your juices flowing on, okay, I have more options.
You know, yeah, you do.
This has been a great step for us to have more options. And that's what's the power of watching the members do this as well, is they start with this and they learn boots on the ground and they get that experience and they get that confidence. And it's so fun to watch. And then all of a sudden they have those options, like we have these options. And then how do we grow it faster? Because like Dale says, you can't go slow. So now it's, do we do this to go this speed or do we do this to go to lightning speed? So when you hang out with people of like-mind investors, you talk to other people, and we've talked to mentors, and you know, we've talked to other members and gotten their advice and their opinion on where things sit and what we should do. And it's, you have to listen to those folks because they've been there and they've been through that path, and that's the power of what we do. We share this. So I'm not sure what we're going to do yet.
It's a good problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but whatever it is, it's going to be really exciting on the next chapter because we've got options. And that's the power of all this, is having the options.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just stoked at the returns. We come back from the break, we're going to break some of this down for you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so at the break, Terry and I were just kind of talking a little bit about her 12-unit property here that she bought about 6 to 8 months ago. And I'll tell you what, this is an amazing little property, and it's not a unicorn. Is this thing a unicorn, Terry? I mean, would you consider it, you know, a mythical creature that, you know, people will never find a deal like this? Or what's your experience tell you?
No, they're out there. You know, I see them all the time. They just come onto the market at different times. Don't despair. Properties are out there. You'll find them because they're always, you know, those A properties are aging out to Bs, and Bs are going to Cs, and Cs to Ds, and it's just a progression. So there'll always be those properties. They'll just give us different challenges. Like the older properties with some of the older systems are going to go by the wayside. There's going to be a point where they're not going to be rehabbed anymore. And then you're getting into properties that the systems are a little bit newer. So it's when you have a property, you start looking around everywhere you drive. You know how this is, and you'll start seeing properties, and you go, wow, that looks unloved and mom and pop, and maybe we can reach out and see if they want to sell it, because it's really common for folks to have properties that they own individually, and over the course of the years, that, you know, the properties have aged out, and their kids don't want anything to do with them, so they really need to come to a point where the property has to have a sale or a refi cash out in order to have an infusion of capital to bring it up again. And a lot of people get to that point in their lives or their careers or their age that they're just not equipped, don't want to, for whatever reason. It's a great time to sell. So it never hurts to reach out and ask. And then, of course, working with brokers that you've got established relationships with, they're always looking out there as well. So deals are around. All right, we have people calling us all the time telling us about properties. Once you close on a deal, I swear you go on a list. Like, you know, fresh meat, okay, these guys can get a loan, and this is what they've closed, and now you start seeing these type of deals or even bigger deals. So, you start getting your credibility in that world. And so it's interesting how they start reaching out to you as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've checked the box with the brokers. I mean, you know, the big thing the brokers don't like is the looky-loos, because it's a big time suck for them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm sure that you were probably treated like a looky-loo in the beginning, even with all of your credentials. But, you know, once you execute, once you've actually gone through the cycle, they know you're a legit player now. There's no more looky-loo connected to you. It's like, okay, this lady knows exactly what she's doing. Now let's start feeding her properties so that she can continue to build her wealth, and then we can keep moving properties through the transaction cycle. I mean, that's my perspective on it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it wouldn't have happened, honestly, if we hadn't have had mentors, because I've never gone through a multifamily loan. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I know the operation side of it, the things that affect and are needed to be done during that due diligence process. But the finance side, that makes me itch. You know, it's not my favorite thing. So, you know, having people to walk you through, that was wonderful. People to, you know, mentors to help us look at the numbers, even though we felt and felt we knew that it was going to be a home run for us, we still wanted someone else to look at it just to make sure that we weren't losing our mind. And then what did we have to back that up? So it was a great process to have people out there, you know, and talking to other leads and other IROs out there when we were looking for our attorneys. You know, we had some unique situations that we really wanted somebody who was a little different on an attorney level, who was their CPAs, you know, people they used for their inspection. Having that team of folks and fellow investors around to share those best practices, that was really helpful and encouraging. And, you know, we learned so much going through the process, but I would, you know, going through it again, that would continue to be a learning process. It's always going to be a little different, but it was very, very helpful to have that team behind us to reinforce us and make sure, you know, help us to know we were doing the right thing. That was really nice.
Yeah, that the power of that mentor is just so incredible, because it's, you know, it's how do I describe it? It's one of those things where you could put a bunch of people on a football field, but until the coach gets there and organizes everything and gets it all dialed in, that's kind of like what the mentor does, right? They're really the coach in the whole process, because you were on the football field. You had everything laid out, but it's still scary. It's a little scary sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, until you can put it in practical usage, it is. I'm one of those players on the field that kind of want to walk through it once or twice to make sure I'm catching it and make sure that I'm understanding the process. It's like the first time I bought a home, I had a friend who, her and her husband had just bought a house, and he was an attorney. So in my world, he was, you know, he knew it all. And I picked his brain one night about going through the process of buying a house, because it was so daunting to me at that time. I'd never experienced that. So taking it up, you know, I always call it crossing over to the dark side, to the multifamily. And then you take that, ramp it up a notch by 2,000, because you're dealing with much higher levels of loans and much higher level of responsibility and accountability. And you know, it's really great having people help you do that. Very reassuring.
So when you make your decision as to whether or not you sell this property or refinance it, what do you think you're going to do next? Are you going to stay with some of the smaller properties because maybe you found a nice little niche market, or are you going to get into bigger properties? What is the next deal looking like for you?
Okay, so here's my want list, and then reality may be different. My want list is I would probably get a bigger property. I'm at the point where I think I would really like to get something 50 units and larger so that I can start and have my own management for myself and have my own staff. So that way I'm a step away from the property. I don't want to be on site. I don't want to be running properties anymore. Been there, done that. And I would like, and then at that point, it helps me to take it to the next level because I've got, you know, it's got to grow. Now, if I can't find another property that's that size, I would consider smaller properties again. They make great money. So I think it's really, you know, what I would like is this, but reality is going to be what I really find. So I think the main goal is to still be flexible and adaptable to what we're finding in the market, and we can still get there, but it just may take a little deviation, or we might have to, you know, maybe buy two smaller ones instead of one bigger one. You know, we've got options.
Do you like doing the rehab work? I mean, do you find, I'll use the word value because that's really what it is, right? But do you find that more appealing to your investing style, or do you like more finding, I'm not even speaking good English. My eighth grade English class has failed me again.
I'm understanding, so I went to the same class. I understand.
Or are you looking for something that maybe doesn't need as much, you know, physical help, but operationally it's just a mess? What is your sweet spot?
You know, I love a rehab. I really do. One, it's just, you make killer money out of it. How can you not love it? Two, usually most properties that we do take over are operational mess, so that's nothing new. You know, that's always very satisfying, is to come in and to get the systems in place and things running the way they should. So that's always a fun challenge. But I think I would probably like to continue to find properties that I can add that value with rehab. And it doesn't have to be a true value play. I really like the hybrid property. That has always been something, as a passive, I've been gravitating towards. And as an investor, as a IRO, that's what I'm gravitating towards, because I like that stability of the occupancy, the being in a good market. It's still income producing to keep itself going while you're doing turns in these rehabs. Some people just like to wait for the units to move organically. I'm more aggressive. I like to move them on out. You know, I give them a heads up when we come in and tell them what's going to happen, and then move them on out at during that rehab time. And if I had a bigger property, what would really be nice is for me to have a unit or two that we're rehabbing, that before people have to move, that maybe I could start transferring them into these units and start a chain reaction, so that people don't have to necessarily go away for 2 weeks and come back. That would be something I'd really like to get that down a little better. But it depends on how many units you have. So I like a challenge.
Yeah, you do. And here's what I heard, Terry. I've got a business plan. It is fine-tuned. I am executing that business plan, and I am making awesome returns. Hey, Terry, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I know somebody was touched by your story. I know somebody learned something from you, and that's exactly why we do this. And if you want to do what Terry has done, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. Get yourself signed up. We want to show you how to do this. We want you to change your life.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.